Good morning. Welcome to worship this morning. Please take note of all the announcements. There is quite a bit of stuff at the back of your bulletins. There's information about the Learning Garden and plus all the other information about just the events that are happening. One thing I do would like to highlight today is that next Sunday on the 12th, we will be having our community Thanksgiving celebration, our feast, and that will be out at Greenough Hall, and that will start at 4 o'clock. But we get to eat very well on that day. Not only do we have the potluck, and our congregation is asked to bring the vegetables and a dessert if you go out there to the Greenough Hall for the community feast. And then Pam's going to tell us about another meal on that day, too. Right? Yeah. Okay.
So next Sunday, when the women of the church have their thank offering service, afterwards at 11:30, Christian Life will be having a Thanksgiving meal. So you get to eat really good next Sunday if you want to go to both. So I have signups in the Narthex Annex and over in the educational building that you can sign up if you'll sign up today. And we ask that you bring a dessert for our celebration next Sunday. And also, if you want to come after church and just sit and have coffee, we'll have coffee and some cookies for you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Pam. And Kim, I think you've got an announcement.
Good morning. If you came in the back of the church this morning, you probably started to see that we put up the money wall. We're going to be doing a fundraiser for the kids going to camp this year. It's the exact same thing as last year, but this year a little different is we have invited the Aromo children to come with us to camp. So we're going to try to fund their camp experience with our fundraiser as well. We did have some leftover funds last year because it was a really great success. So we do have some funds left from last year, but we would really like y'all's support in helping so as many kids can go to camp, and we will cover it 100% again this year. But I have talked to Pastor Camiso, and he is very excited, and they do have some kids interested. I don't know a head count yet, but they do have some kids that would like to come to camp with us. So if you're not familiar with how it works, it explains it in the bulletin, but basically you just pick a number, whatever number is on that envelope, you put that money in there, and then you can drop it in the offering plate or take it to Katie in the office. But I hope you can support the kids this year for camp. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Kim and Terry.
It is that busy time of year, and it's also time to start thinking about Christmas programs. So this morning, if you're in the Christmas program, we want you to meet downstairs as we're going to fit the costumes this morning. Also then next week, kind of squeezed in between Sunday school and the meal, we were going to have our very first practice. So it would be costumes today and practice next week. And also at the thank offering meal, also for those of you who still left your pumpkins, that will be the last day for the pumpkins. So make sure you pick up your pumpkins by next week.
All right. Thank you, Terry. Are there other announcements? Anybody else have announcements this morning? If not, then I want to turn it over to Johanna Warish. She is our chair of the Learning Garden Board. So, Johanna.
Good morning. This is a kind of special time for us. It's our 10-year anniversary of the Learning Garden. I can't stress how beneficial this center has been to our community. Otherwise, I probably would not have had children, because where else am I going to take them? Both of my kids have gone to there. All of my nieces and nephews have been there, and the staff are amazing. Our board is, I can't thank them enough for what all they've done to help keep the center running. I would tell you more about it, but Tracy wrote up a wonderful excerpt. It's in your bulletin. I can't beat that, so read what Tracy wrote. It's really well written. I do want our staff, they are here, the staff that can make it today, if they'll stand up, please. I'd like to give them some acknowledgement and recognition. There, just turn around and say hi. And if any of my board members are here, if you would please stand up and be recognized. I've got a couple of them. Linda. After service today, we're going to have cookies and drinks outside. If you would like to meet and mingle with everybody, we'd really appreciate you sticking around and having a cookie on us. Thank you.
Thank you, Johanna. At this point, then, I ask the congregation to rise as we begin with the brief order for confession and forgiveness. We begin this service in the remembrance of our baptism. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin. By what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare unto you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our opening hymn, Rise, O Children of Salvation. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, whose people are knit together in one holy church, the body of Christ, our Lord, grant us grace to follow your blessed saints in lives of faith and commitment, and to know the inexpressible joys you have prepared for those who love you. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
The first lesson comes from Revelation 7, verses 9 through 17. After this I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and people and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worship God, singing, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, Who are these robed in white, and where have they come from? I said to him, Sir, you are the one that knows. Then he said to me, These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of water of life. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. The word of the Lord. We will read the psalm responsively. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall ever be in my mouth. Proclaim with me the greatness of the Lord. Let us exalt his name together. Look upon him and be radiant, and let not your faces be ashamed. And the angel of the Lord encompasses those who fear him, and he will deliver them. Fear the Lord, you are his saints, for those who fear him lack nothing. The Lord ransoms the life of his servants, and none will be punished who trust in him. The second lesson is a reading from 1 John chapter 3, verses 13, 1 through 3. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves, just as he is pure. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated, and I ask the children come forward for the children's sermon.
And that includes our Learning Garden children that are here today. I want you to come up and join us. Teachers, I'm going to ask a favor. Would you stand up and turn around and just kind of let them know you're here, because that will help encourage them to come forward, because I know some of them have been shy this morning. So if you would just let them know you're here. Plus, it keeps you from eating what I've got in my box here. So, all right, come on up and join us up here. Have a seat. Good morning. And parents, if you want to come with the kids, that's fine too. How is everybody this morning? When I started to think about what to do this today, I said, you know, I could tell a Bible story, but there's a celebration going on in the church, and that's kind of the story. Our church is celebrating a lot right now. Matter of fact, we didn't get together and meet last week. And because we had so much going on, it was such a wonderful service and everything. But one of the things that happened last week is Martin Luther was inspired by the Holy Spirit to put statements on the door. And that started something. And all of a sudden, the Lutheran Church was born. So we had our birthday. It was the church's birthday. And what's a birthday without, or celebration without, a cake? But then I got to thinking, well, after Reformation, the next week is All Saints Sunday, which is what today is. Today is when we celebrate the people and their lives who have gone before us, and even like family and friends, but also people who have helped us make the church, and like Martin Luther, and like the disciples, and like, you know, all those people. And it can kind of be a sad time, but there was a funeral last week, and it hit me that, you know what, this is how we can celebrate All Saints Sunday. The funeral happened, and yeah, people, it's sad when somebody leaves your life. But afterwards, I was walking down the hallway towards the fellowship hall, and people were laughing and hugging each other and shaking hands and having a good time. And I said, that's what All Saints is about. The sad time when we lose somebody, but the celebration is we had life with them, and the life that we had with them, and the life that they now have with Jesus because his life, death, and resurrection. So, we got a birthday candle, right? I thought about, you know, a cake for everything would be, it started to get kind of expensive, and also that was going to be a lot of cake. So let's put, first of all, let's get the candle in for Reformation, okay? Now we got All Saints, right? That's today, okay? Also, you just heard that we're celebrating another birthday, the anniversary of our child care, right? So, we got to have another celebration. So, I decided, you know what, instead of all those different cakes, I would just get a cake that had different sections. Okay, so we got Reformation, All Saints, Learning Garden, but uh-oh, what's going on? What is it? We're missing one, right? There's one more celebration. We have a birthday today. It's Pastor Tim's birthday. So, we've got all these celebrations going on. And so let's light these candles for all these special things. And I think it's only appropriate, don't you, that Pastor Tim come blow them out. Yeah. Doesn't that work for you guys? All right, let's get him over here to blow them out.
The air conditioner might do it for me.
Actually, I think the candles are taking their time with it. They're a little shy today. All right, and of course we got to sing too. There they are. They're going slowly but surely. It ought to be easy to blow them out. You ready? Let's sing Happy Birthday to Pastor. Ready?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear pastor. Happy birthday to you.
Here we go.
We all get older.
You got them.
All right.
You get Thank to you. Choose which side you want later.
All right.
Okay. So a lot of celebrations going on, and boys and girls from Learning Garden, now it's your turn. Okay? I want you to come on up here on the top step here. Can you come up here on the top step, Learning Garden, boys and girls? Come on up. Come on up. And we're going to sing our songs that we learned in chapel, okay? All right? And don't forget the special ending on in the beginning, okay? All right? You want to come up too? And you want to come up too, you can sing. All right.
Are you going to have all the kids stand?
They can have all of them stand. You may not know the song, but they're not that hard, okay? All right? You may not even know the last one. So stand up, all of you, everybody. Everybody stand up. All right, so are you ready? We're going to do in the beginning first, okay? Don't forget the at the end, all right? So I'm going to stand over here so you can you see me? Because I want the people to see you, all right? Ready? I'm going to count to three and we'll start. One, two, three. In the beginning, God made the world. Let me hear you. In the beginning, God made the world. In the beginning, God made the world. But the very best thing is God made me. He made the land and he made the sea. But the very best thing is God made me. Remember what we do at the end? Boom, boom. There you go. All right. Now your favorite. Warm up deep and wide. And you guys can do this with us. It's not that hard. You can at least do the motions, all right? All right, here we go. Ready? Deep and wide. Deep and wide, there's a fountain flowing deep and wide. Deep and wide, deep and wide, there's a fountain flowing deep and wide. All right, you did pretty good. Let's go fast. Super duper fast. Here we go. Super fast. Superman fast. Here we go. One, two, three. Deep and wide, there's a fountain flowing deep and wide. Deep and wide, there's a fountain flowing deep and wide. Very good. Thank you. And my youth pastor told me one time, he found a poster and says, he who sings prays twice. So guess what? That was our prayer for the end of the children's message today. All right. Thank you. You can go back and sit down now. At the posters and offerings that they do over here every week for chapel, also over here in the annex.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. If I were to quiz you today and ask, can you name any saints? I would guess that some of you probably could. Our namesake, St. Paul, or maybe St. Matthew, St. Mark, St. John, maybe some of the other biblical characters. But how about any of the saints that were not in the Bible? You might have to think a little harder for this. Some of you may know St. Francis of Assisi, or if you have some Irish background, maybe you know St. Patrick. And maybe if you've done some reading or some study, you might know of St. Thomas Aquinas or St. Augustine. But we really don't pay a whole lot of attention to saints in the Lutheran Church or in the Protestant Church. But maybe we should, because the saints have done wonderful things. Many of them had miracles attributed to them. They did things that were just miraculous. And they can be very much an inspiration to us in our faith. Others have been very courageous and have given up their lives for the cause of Christianity. Others have given their whole life in compassion and in love, helping the poor community and helping those who are disadvantaged and those who have been outcast. They've had that compassion, showing that light of Christ for those people. Many of the saints have changed the world. Saints that lived hundreds of years ago are still influencing us today, maybe within our theology, the way that we do things in this world. They shape the way the world has been formed and how we look at each other. So maybe we need to look at the saints a little bit more. But going on then, can you name any saints that you know personally? Do you know personally any saints? Could you give them a name? And I would suppose most people are somewhat reluctant to name somebody. Are they, you know, you may think, well, maybe grandma's that way. We usually think of saints as being nearly perfect people or who have done great and marvelous things. I know the Roman Catholic Church then too also uses saints as intermediaries between the people and God. But really, as Protestants and as Lutherans in particular, we don't put a whole lot of stock in that the saints aren't just wonderful people or not just almost perfect people or who have done amazing things. And we don't think of people as saints as being intermediaries between us and God, because we can pray directly to God. We can pray directly through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the only intermediary that we need. So who are the saints then? In the New Testament, there were contemporary saints. The word saints is used at least 60 times in the New Testament. And people were named as saints in the New Testament. I mean, think about Paul's letters that he wrote to the different churches that he had started. These people weren't perfect people, but yet he still calls them saints. Listen, in Romans, he writes to the Romans in his introductory statements, to all God's beloved in Rome who are called to be saints. Or in Ephesians, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and the faithful in Christ Jesus. Or in 1 Corinthians, he says, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, together with all those who in every place call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and our Lord. So he's calling the people of the churches the saints. But these weren't perfect people. In Rome, they had troubles. They were self-righteous in their judgment. And then they also were plagued by a number of other problems. In Ephesians, they were influenced by pagan practices. In Corinthians, if you've ever studied Corinthians, you know how many troubles Corinthians had. There was so much infighting within that congregation. These weren't perfect people, but yet Paul calls them saints. So who are the saints? And I would guarantee that you do know some saints in contemporary life. Because the biblical understanding of who saints are those who believe in Jesus Christ and are baptized. Those are the saints. That's the criteria of what it means to be a saint, is to be baptized and to believe in Jesus Christ. Those are the saints. It's not by what we do. It's not by living an almost perfect life. It's not by doing miraculous things or wonderful things or world-changing things. The criteria is believing in Jesus Christ and being baptized. Because it's only through Jesus Christ that we are made clean. In our first lesson for today, it talks about, who are these robed in white standing before the throne of God? And the answer was, it is those who have been washed in the blood of Christ, or in the blood of the Lamb. We are made saints through Jesus Christ. It's because Jesus Christ went to the cross and he died for us. He took our punishment, he took our shame, he took our guilt, he took our sin, and he died. And he was buried, and on the third day, he rose once again, bringing back new life, and given that promise of new life for us, that we too will be rising to new life. Today is All Saints Day, and we remember the saints of this congregation who have gone before us, those who have passed this year, and we will be naming those folks in our prayers for today. We remember their lives. We remember how much they have influenced us, how they brought us into faith, maybe, or how they affected our faith or how they kept things going, of how involved they were here, we remember their lives because they did affect us of who we are in this congregation. They were a part of us. And so we remember those saints as well. But being a saint then means that we need to live in that sainthood, to continue on following Christ. We are made saints, or we are tied to Jesus Christ in our baptism, because baptism is tied to that cross and the resurrection. In the waters of baptism, we are drowned. We die. Our sinful selves die. And then out of those waters, a new life arises because of Jesus Christ going to the cross and the resurrection. We are tied to that. When that baptismal service is done, towards the end of the service, when a person is baptized, they are handed a candle and it's lit. And the words are said, let your light so shine before others so that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. And that's the Great Commission, all in a nutshell, right there, of going, therefore, make disciples of all nations. As saints, we want to live up to that. We want to try our best. We can never be perfect. We will never do it perfectly. But that's our goal, is to live as the saints, to live as followers of Christ. As we look at the gospel lesson for today, the Sermon on the Mount, or the Beatitudes here, you could substitute that word blessed for saints. The saints are the ones who are poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The saints are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. The saints are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of God. That's what the saints are. That's who the saints are, those who are faithful to Jesus Christ, those who are willing to give their life to be committed to Jesus Christ. Those are the saints. That's where we want to go. That's where we want to be, is in that sainthood, to continually follow Jesus Christ, to let our light shine before others so that they may see the good works and glorify the Father in heaven. We are called to be the saints of God, the children of God. Amen. We sing the hymn for the day, I Know That My Redeemer Lives, and we will sing the first four verses, 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Thank you.
Please rise for the confession of faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us approach the throne of grace, there to pray for the church, the world, and one another. Thank you, dear Father, for all your saints. Thank you for the ones who shaped our faith and molded our lives. Thank you for Spirit-filled heroes, martyrs, scholars, and pastors who have kept your church one, holy, Catholic, and apostolic. Thank you for the nameless and forgotten faithful, known only to you. Thank you for joining us to Jesus, and so to all your saints, past, present, and future. Lord, in your mercy. Bless, as you have promised, those who are persecuted for Jesus' sake. Crown their faithful endurance with his triumphant victory over sin and death, and adorn them with the robes of his righteousness. Lord, in your mercy. Touch with goodness the hearts of everyone in this congregation. Make our words and deeds gracious and truthful. Let the light of Jesus shine in all that we say and do, so that through us, our neighbors encounter their Savior's love. Lord, in your mercy. Keep our nation safe, strong, and honorable. Give wisdom and prudence to all who hold power and authority in our land. Give each of us the desire and the ability to love justice, do mercy, and walk humbly with you and with each other. And give us wisdom as we go to the polls this week to cast our votes. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for our neighbors who face illness of any kind, for those strained financially, for all living with chronic pain, mental illness, the disease of addiction, or otherwise afraid or in harm's way. Protect all who cry out for mercy. We pray especially for Daisy Borgfield, Yvonne Trevino, David, Pastor Craig Sturm, Bryce, Joyce Lomprick, and Lynn Magura. Lord, in your mercy. With reverence and affection, we remember before you those who have shaped our faith and influenced our lives in godly ways. We entrust to your tender care our members who have died this past year and are now at rest in you. Elaine Hensey, Peggy Logging, John Wilkerson, Mary Glore, Sherry Medding, O.F. Bolting, Lois Riemenschneider, Lucy Landgraby Reza, Alton Yunker, Ruby Riemenschneider, Gail Hart, Judy Waltman, Ron Weishwill, Arvid Severs, Billy Bloschke, Janelle Linke, Gary Taylor, Connie Arnold, Lois Kelch, Beth Severs, Robert Riedesel, Anna Borth, Verly Yost, Sandra Williams, and Beth Ann Seifert. Lord, in your mercy. Hear our prayer and graciously grant all that glorifies you and benefits our poor, broken world. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. You may be seated as we continue with the offering. Let us pray. Wise and gracious God, receive the labor of our hands, these gifts of money, bread, and wine, along with the offering of our lives. Nourish us with the life of your Son, that we might be his body in the world, making known your abundant mercy in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the host of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy
Come, for the gifts of God have been made ready for the people of God. Body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Please rise.
And sing his praise. Tell everyone what he has done.
Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with spiritual food, the body and blood of Christ. All who come to you will not hunger, all who believe in you will not thirst. Empowered by this sacrament, send us back into the world to do the work you have given us to do, to share the gospel and be faithful disciples of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. Our closing hymn, Ye Watchers and Ye Holy Ones.
Thank you.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And as we go in peace, we share that peace with each other. The peace of the Lord be with you.